share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Another Malaysian has passed away in police custody, only about a week after the third case for 2021 was revealed. Lawyer and politician, Manoharan Malayalam, took to his Facebook page to share the death of 36-year-old Umar Farooq bin Abdullah at Hemanathan. He wrote, "Mother of three children, aged 5, 4 and 6 month old, lost her husband, her children's father today, the 3rd of June. According to Hamera binti Abdullah at Kanagi, the 25-year-old wife of Umar Farooq, five police officers had broken into their home in Kuala Selangor and arrested Umar Farooq between 4 to 5 p.m. yesterday, the 2nd of June. She then received a phone call at 10 a.m. on the 3rd of June from police personnel, asking her to bring food for her husband as he had not eaten for a while. When she arrived at the Klang Selatan District Police Station, she was asked to wait, up until 3:30 p.m., when she was told that her husband had passed away. She was shocked and cried uncontrollably. She then contacted me for legal advice. I rushed to the Klang Selatan District Police Station and contacted the investigating officer, IO, in charge, Sergeant Ideal, who informed me and confirmed that Umar Farooq had died while under the custody of the police, and had tried to escape. He was under remand for 4 days, which was obtained before a magistrate in Klang today, the 3rd of June, he added. Hamera was informed that her husband fell to his death. She couldn't believe this. She says her husband loves his children so much. It is impossible for her husband to have died, leaving all his loved ones behind just like that. Manoharan went on to share that he senses foul play and will be holding the police and government accountable by filing a suit against them. The IGP must answer to this continuous death of human being while under police custody, he said. Detained for petty crime. Umar Farooq had apparently committed a petty crime, theft of gas cylinders, which had landed him in police custody. In another post, Malayalam shared his many concerns in regards to Umar Farooq's death, including, why did the police officers need to break into his house to arrest him? The complainant in the case is a policeman. Why was the complainant allowed to accompany Umar Farooq after the police statement? Umar Farooq had not eaten for 2 days before his death. Where did he get the energy to escape? After seeing the scene of the alleged incident, it is impossible for Umar Farooq, or anyone for that matter, to jump out of the window. Why did Assistant Superintendent Nara refuse to show the deceased's wife the alleged scene of the incident despite repeated requests by the wife? Why was the deceased's wife not informed of his death immediately, when she was there waiting since 2 p.m. to see him? Why must he attempt to escape? What did the police do to him or say to him that made him run for his life if that is true? Umar Farooq has since been laid to rest at the Muslim cemetery in Kota Kemuning, yesterday, the 6th of June. Stay tuned for more updates. Also read, man in Aceh drags boy with a rope for stealing money from mosque donation box to feed his sick dad. Source. Manoharan Malayalam. Source, Manoharan Malayalam. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.